Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Decided that based upon his receipt of a writ that had an injunctive relief on it, he was restraining himself from his letter. He preached to the issue of the injunctive relief. And so if the speaker had made an interpretation of that particular process and says that based on the interpretation he makes, he has decided to restrain himself based upon his receipt of a writ a writ that had an injunctive relief on it. He was restraining himself from and conducting himself in a manner that will be.
Hold on. Let's do that clarification. Injunction motion. Are you saying that this was the interpretation of the speaker and that's what we should take?
My point. Mm-hmm. If you don't let me finish my point, then you can have a conversation. Let me finish my point. If the speaker had made a ruling and you disagree with the ruling, what do you do? You tell it in court that the speaker made a ruling based upon what I consider to be an erroneous interpretation of a process that he has received. There is nothing preventing the Attorney General from suing the speaker or from anybody else suing the speaker and saying that, Mr. Speaker, you received a writ on this date. The writ had an injunctive relief on it. In our opinion, nothing stops you from proceeding, even though you have received the writ. That is how you challenge a speaker's ruling. A speaker has made a ruling. You don't agree with the ruling. What do you do? Challenge the speaker's ruling in court. But if you write an opinion to the speaker, well, that is his right. I don't know what the speaker will do with that opinion. And I wouldn't purport to speak for the speaker, because I don't speak for the speaker. But my ordinary reading and understanding of what it is that if you are a party to a suit and you have received notice of a writ that has been served on you, do you proceed to do the very thing that the writ is seeking to prevent you from doing? It is a risk you want to take.
Now, here,
what about if after doing that, if the speaker had gone on, Mr. Robson has cited him for contempt? What would you say to that one?
Okay, so let me put two things to you. So you're saying that the speaker had an erroneous interpretation of the writ that was before him, a lawyer of good standing. But that's beside the point. Let's also find out. Are we saying that the speaker had an erroneous interpretation of this particular writ before him? You were mentioning that if somebody feels the speaker had an erroneous interpretation, they should go to court. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If somebody says that the speaker has misguided himself or has misinterpreted the process, he should go to court.
Okay. Well, I've been speaking to your client, Roxanne Nelson Dafamapo, this afternoon on the midday, after the Attorney General mentioned that his search revealed that there's no injunction application or that motion for that matter in the court upon his search this morning at the Supreme Court. And we are finding out that at least that motion has now been filed as at 10 a.m. today.
Let us correct this impression.
But he mentioned to me, if you can also hear me, Nikwako. So I spoke to Roxanne Nelson Dafamapo. And he mentions to me that that application was filed yesterday.
Well, if you have his voice and you played it that it was filed yesterday, that's a different, because I don't have that.
Okay, you were not on the line, so maybe let me.
No, I wasn't on the line, so I don't think exactly
I'm
here.
That's what fine. Papo, you have to listen to me as well. Let me play that sound back to you.
The injunction application was submitted to the registry of the court yesterday and filed. So if the Attorney General claims that he's conducted a search, I'll be willing to see the content of that search.
So you've answered one leg that is fouled. Has it been served at least?
I am not a bailiff of the court.
So you heard there, Roxanne Nelson Dafamapo.
Are you sure he is not speaking to the race? Because that was what was found on the issue.
He listened to the Attorney General, and the specific question to him was whether the injunction application had been filed.
Well, that was an exchange between the two of them, so obviously I wouldn't know. I would have to ask him. But at least what I speak to is what I have on record. And the record is that the man, The speaker was served on the 8th, on the 19th. The writ was served on the 18th. So clearly, the speaker could not have been speaking to something that he had not been served with. Logically, he couldn't speak to something that he had not been served with.
So, knowing what we know and everything that we've heard, do you admit that the speaker may have been misled, and Parliament, for that matter, may have been misled into taking the decision they took yesterday?
How did he mislead himself? That's what I don't get. The man receives the process on the 19th. He says that based on what he has received, he is unable to proceed. And there's no rule that says that he must file an injunction on the very day. No rule says that. Even the agent in his letter says he has to file a statement of case within 40 days. And he has gone ahead to file a statement of case and file his injunction application. Wherein lies the problem?
Okay, we are grateful. Neil Pakusamwado, yes, there joining us. He's lawyer for Roxen Nelson Dafamapo. We'll be crossing over shortly to the Joy News studio. We have the National Dialogue on the Free SHS Promise happening shortly on Joy 99.7 FM on the Joy News channel and myjoyonline.com. That's it for Top Story. I am MFR Power. It's made possible by Telecel. Telecel is definitely here.